me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it? Yeah.
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was going to bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth. You keep telling me that. Who is she?
Well, don't touch that dial, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of SWAT.
The King of Crack.
The Colossus of Clout. The Colossus of Clout. Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Here's Tom Morgan.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville. With my wingman in the studio, Vince Clemente of ERCDelivery.com, and via telephone, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We'll be on now Sunday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time every Sunday morning for at least the next 10 weeks, hopefully much longer after that, taking your comments and questions about sports and sports collecting. If you've listened to the show in the past, you'll know we get a lot of calls in here, and we like to give away a prize package each week. This week, we're going to, because it is the first week back, we're giving away four boxes, Vince. We're giving away a box of 2013 Topps Prime football. We're giving away a box of 2013 Panini Prism football. We're giving away a box of 2011 Upper Deck College Legends football, which Vince has opened one or two in the past.
Yeah, I know that prize very well.
Yes.
Very well.
And we're giving away a mini box of 2013 Press Pass Fanfare Racing. Give us a call at 312-332-3776 with your comment or question about sports and collecting. If you have an item you want to know the value of, give us a call. And when you do call in, you can call in with a nickname. You can say you're Tom from Naperville. You can say you're Tom from AT&T or a nickname, and we'll use that. But you, if you want to be in the drawing, you have to give our producer, Adam, your email, because the winner will have to email Vince Clemente the details of where to send the boxes, because Vince's company, ERC Delivery, an on-demand delivery company, will actually deliver the prize right to you. So give us a call at 312-332-3776. Bill Huggins, are you there with us?
I am, Tom. How are you?
Hey, great to have you on, Bill. Now, you're at a show somewhere in the country in Boston right now, correct?
Yes, we're up in Boston doing the Shriners show this weekend. Today's the last day. We've had 3 days worth of fun up here with all the people going nuts over the Red Sox winning with the parade yesterday.
That's right. Does that put them in a buying mood, does it seem like?
I'll tell you what, a lot of people were kind of skeptical as, will there be crowds at the show? They were packed yesterday, and today could be even more ridiculous. They've got five or six of the Red Sox, Shane Victorino and a few of the other guys that are going to be here today, greeting the fans and signing autographs and stuff.
Oh, nice. Boy, that's great. Now, I'm looking at Huggins and Scott Auction. I see you've got some items already on your website for your December auction. Is that December 12th?
Tom, it actually begins on Monday, December 2nd, but it does end on the following Thursday, December 12th.
Okay, and if people want to sign up to bid in your auction, they can just go to HugginsandScott.com and sign up there? Is that how they do it?
That's certainly one of the ways, or you can call us on our number, 301-608-0355. We certainly have a staff there ready to assist anybody with questions and stuff like that.
Okay, now you guys aren't headquartered in Chicago, so let's say somebody from the Chicago area wants to consign something in one of your Huggins and Scott auctions. How should they do that? Do they call you first, or is there somebody in the Chicago area they call? How do they do that?
Well, it's probably best that they call us first to kind of review what it is they have and just make sure it's something that would be a good fit and that we would be able to match them up in our audience of bidders and have a good return on their item. I just try and discuss that. But we do have about 40 representatives around the country, including Chicago, that are people that can come and actually visit you and see the stuff, and they have contracts and can explain the entire auction process to them in person and gather the items and get them back safely to Maryland so that they can be written and photographed and included in our upcoming auction.
I saw one item you've got on your auction that starts December 2nd is a Babe Ruth Lou Gehrig dual signed album page. Now, whenever you guys always have a minimum bid on items, but that's not necessarily where you think the item will end. You think it might go higher than that. Like the Ruth Gehrig album page might start out at $1,500, but you never know. It might go $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 in an auction. I guess you just never know who's going to get excited over it, huh?
Well, Tom, I'll tell you, we've been doing auctions now since 1989. And you gather up a lot of information and data over the years. And in a perfectly average world, when you see opening bids in our auction, the average item sells for 4.3 times opening bid.
Oh, really? Okay. I guess I would figure that you would have the details of that down. You know, I was looking at some items that ended in your October auction, and one thing I don't know what struck me about this. Somewhere along the line I had heard this, but you had a George Custer signed bank check in your last auction. It actually ended over $4,000. But
the
weird fact about this, when you think about it, how do you even imagine this, that on the day of Custer's last stand, I think it was June 25th, 1876, there was actually, the Cubs actually won that day. The Cubs were playing baseball that day. Yeah. They were known as the White Stockings. I don't think they were actually known as the Cubs until right after the turn of the century. But isn't that incredible when you think about it? Custer's last stand is going on in one part of the country, and then the Cubs are actually winning a game. So I think it was in Chicago. Hard to believe.
Oh.
But you get a lot of that neat type stuff in your auctions. Now,
Every day, Tom, I'm amazed that when we get phone calls or emails every day from people that, boy, you know, you're just always surprised at what they have.
And if somebody has something and they want to just kind of figure out for themselves what it might go for, you guys have a thing where you can search past auctions, search auction history, and they can type in on the Huggins & Scott website what they have, and they can get a pretty good idea of what it might go, but then call you up and talk about the condition and authenticity and all that, and you can give them a pretty good idea too, correct?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of factors that go into determining what an item may or will sell for in our auction, and like you mentioned, condition and authenticity and things of that nature are all a factor in determining what our bidders will pay for certain items.
Well, we've got a couple of callers waiting. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi from ERCDelivery.com and Bill Huggins from Huggins & Scott Auctions. We'll be on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. And we're giving away, since it's our first show back, to one caller today. We'll get four boxes of cards valuing over $300. And the first caller for the new set of shows is Mark from Orland Park. How's it going, Mark?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing great. What do you have?
I got a Blackhawks jersey signed last winter with Sharp, Hayes, Kane, and Hossa.
Wow.
Very
nice.
Nice
jersey.
Yeah, it's the red jersey, the home jersey. So, yeah, got it from a charity.
Now,
I get some work for.
Here, at the charity auction, did they have authentication with it, or did they have a piece of paper that said how it was?
I know how they got it. They actually gave it to me. I did some work for them, and I wasn't going to charge them.
Oh.
They did that. They just gave it to me to be nice.
Boy, that's nice. I would think with those guys signing on, and it's an official Blackhawks jersey, a real nice jersey.
Yeah, the nice one. Yep.
I would think that's probably $200 to $300, maybe somewhere in that range.
Nice.
Yeah, very nice. Very good, well, Mark. Have a good one.
I appreciate
one.
It. Thanks.
Okay. And next on the line is Matt from Bridgeview. What's going on, Matt? How's it going? Or I'm sorry, this is Matt from Lake in the Hills. are you ready there, Matt?
I am ready. How
okay.
are you?
Very good.
I have a 1964 Life magazine.
that Muhammad Ali signed. He signed to Cassius Clay.
Oh, boy.
I met him at a hotel back in the day.
Nice. Now, Bill Huggins, there's a big difference in value of Cassius Clay signed and Muhammad Ali signed items, correct?
Oh, vastly different. And there's also differences in different types of Cassius Clay. I mean, what Matt has is, if it was signed during 1964 when he was known as Cassius Clay, those signatures of him are extremely rare and extremely valuable, as opposed to he would, when he changed his name to Muhammad Ali, he would, you know, routinely sign if people would ask him, Muhammad Ali, a.k.a. Cassius Clay.
Yeah,
but that was in a different penmanship, a different hand, and as his Parkinson's kind of progressed, the clarity of the signatures and the forming of the letters had started to deteriorate. But his signatures back, his original Cassius Clay, had a beautiful handwriting, and those signatures are quite rare. As a matter of fact, we at the show in Boston this weekend, a gentleman consigned me a 1957 silver certificate dollar bill signed Cassius Clay and by Joe Louis and Sonny Liston.
Okay, we're coming up to a break now here in a minute. Yeah, real quick, Bill, do you have an estimate of Cassius Clay signed Life magazine?
Without seeing it, Matt, you've got to be looking at 1,000 to 2,000 plus.
Awesome.
That's nice.
You're listening to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com. Hang in there, folks. We'll be right back after a couple messages. Yes, welcome back to ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville. We are going to be on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. We're giving away, since our first show back on the air, we're giving away this week to one caller 4 boxes of cards, a Topps Prime football box, a Panini Prism football box, a 2011 Upper Deck College Legends football box, and a Press Pass Legends Racing mini box. You have to call 312-332-3776 with your comment or question about sports and collecting. If you have an item you think might be valuable, give us a call. We'll give you an idea of an estimate of the value. Now, when we do estimate the value of an item, it's based on what we think the item might end, the price it might end in an auction today, for instance. There have been times in the past, especially on newer items, think back to Lynn's Sanity with Jeremy Lin, where his stuff was worth nothing. All of a sudden, things that would go for a dollar or two were going for a thousand or two. And now he's a pretty good player. He's not a great player. He's a pretty good player and still has a pretty good value. But things can change based on the circumstances of what's going on with a player. I don't think vintage items change in value as often as that. And I'll talk to Bill Huggins a little bit about that later on the show. But Larry from Chicago has been waiting patiently here. So, Larry, we'll get you on. What do you have, Larry? Thanks for waiting. Thanks for calling.
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
I got a baseball that my cousin was a security officer at Sox Park back in around 1960. He had signed by a bunch of the White Sox players. And I'm 61 now. And me as a kid, you know, you get it. You didn't think much of it. You played with it a little bit, tossed it around. And right now there's probably about 17 signatures on there that are still legible. They're all signed in different type of pens. You know, it's got Al Lopez and Moose Gallerin. And
is Nelson Fox on there?
I know Aparicio was on there. I don't know if Fox is on there, but I figure it's about a 1960. It's in overall fairly good shape. It's not mint, you know, but I got a little cubicle. I was just wondering if there's a value to it.
You know, to be honest with you, if Nelson Fox isn't on there and if you were playing baseball with it, chances are it's not in that great a shape and probably not worth more than probably $50 or $60. Probably not worth that much, but it's a great item to have on your shelf and say, hey, look at this, you know, to show your friends when they come over.
A lot of the signatures are legible. I just have to dig it out and look at it again. See, like, I bought one of those 2012 Kerry Wood Big Time Bats Limited Edition with the photo of him and all the stats on the bat. And I went down to that Woody's fundraiser last January at Navy Pier, and I had him also sign the bat, and then I figured I'd have to do something different. I also had his wife sign the bat. You know, I was just wondering if there's, if something like that would be a collectible.
Yeah, it sure it is. That's kind of interesting that you had his wife on there also. I would.
Yeah, he was kind of proud of that. You know, that the team thing. You know.
Yeah, I bet. I would think maybe $75, maybe to $100, somewhere in that range for that. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, because I paid $125 for the bat, so I think I'll hold on to it for a while.
Yeah, well, you know, you never know. Was that at a charity event that you got it?
It was a charity event, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of times things will go a little higher at charity events than they would in the real world, but that's a nice item.
Okay, thank you for the information.
Sure. Next bye-bye. On the line, we have George from Lockport. What do you have there, George?
Morning, guys.
Hi.
Morning.
Okay, I've got a commemorative Bears Super Bowl ball signed by the team and the coaching staff.
Okay.
It's not an actually game-used ball, but it's like a commemorative ball with the scores on it and stuff, and I want to know what you guys think.
Is Walter Payton on it?
Yes.
Bill Huggins at Huggins and Scott Auctions, do you ever get Bears team signed balls, the 85 Bears?
Yes, Tom, we certainly have. George, that's, depending on how complete it is and the displayability, the boldness of the signatures. Is it on a three white panel ball or is it on an all brown ball?
It's on a one panel white ball.
Rest
is brown and it says New Orleans and the score. And it's got Ditka, the coaching staff. And
so this is from the 85 team?
Correct.
Yeah. George, we've had those in our auction. Depending on how many signatures on there, that's kind of going to determine the price. But those are, they're $800 to $2,500, literally. That's a big range. But, I'm not looking at it to see the completeness of it. But certainly a very, very desirable item. And as Tom said, the Walter Payton is the key signature. When you're talking about autographs, it's kind of an unwritten rule that your value in autographs is in dead people, and the deader the better.
Yeah, it's prominent on the ball, too, so.
Mm.
Now, Bill, let's say that George wanted to consign that to a Huggins and Scott auction. What would he do?
Well, he could call our home office. I'd be more than happy to discuss it with him and explain to him what it would take to process as far as including that in one of our upcoming auctions. He could certainly get the contact information from your producer, and I'd be more than happy to discuss this with him in more detail.
Great.
Okay. Thanks for calling. All right. The number here is 312-332-3776 here on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com. You're listening to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions. Will be on every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. And we're giving away four boxes of cards to callers. We've got a couple people waiting here. It looks like Tom from Lockport's been waiting. What do you have, Tom? Thanks for calling.
Well, thanks for having me. I have a 1990 All-Star bat from Wrigley Field signed by Ken Griffey Jr. It's a little mini bat that they were giving away. And I was lucky enough, my brother-in-law gave me this little bat that has Ken Griffey Jr.'s autograph on it. Do you think that's worth anything?
Oh, sure. Is it? I imagine it was signed in person and doesn't have any authentication with it.
That's correct.
Yeah, I would think, you know, with authentication, like if I had it in the shop, I would think I'd have to look that up a little bit, but I would think it might be a couple $100 actually. Bill Huggins, when you guys get somebody with an autographed item that they want to have in one of your auctions and it's not authenticated, do you get it authenticated for them as part of your service? Do they pay extra? How does that work?
Well, we do need to get it authenticated. With all the kind of misled people out there that are trying to pass things off, the third-party authentication is very a big part of the auction process. And yes, we do get them authenticated. There is a small fee as far as for getting it authenticated, but we pay for that up front, and it's more or less just deducted from the the sale of the item, and we get a pretty good relationship with the authenticators that we use to authenticate the items for our auction. So it's something that's well worth it, because it's one of those things where if it's not authenticated, you're just not going to get much money for it. The certificate or the letter of authenticity is almost as important as the item.
Yeah, that's for sure. There are a lot of phony items out there. Next there caller is Rob from Crystal Lake. Welcome to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Rob, what's up?
Good morning. I went to an event and got a bat signed by Pete Rose, Wade Boggs, Mike Schmidt, Robin Yount, Lou Brock, and Johnny Bench, and I was just wondering what that might be worth.
So those are all Hall of Famers except for Pete Rose.
Who's my favorite, correct.
Yeah, right. Now, Bill Huggins, when an item signed by all Hall of Famers and Pete Rose is on there, who a lot of people think should be in the Hall of Fame, does he hurt the value because he's not in the Hall, or does he help it, or does it stay the same? How does that affect?
Pete Rose, as far as his value, is considered a Hall of Famer as far as in the collecting industry. He's kind of like Roger Maris and Gil Hodges and, you know, just a lot of these guys who are borderline Hall of Famers that may or may not, you know, get in the Hall of Fame someday, but they're considered, you know, amongst the same people. And no, it would not hurt the value at all. It would enhance it.
Okay, so that bat might be a couple hundred dollars, you think? 150?
Yeah, without a doubt, yes. Yeah. And it's also something that a lot of players, a lot of people, when they have bats like that, they continue to add Hall of Famers to it. And
yeah,
we sell those in our auction all the time, where you'll get, oh, as many as 40 or 50 names on a bat of people over the years. And those can bring several thousand dollars and more the more you gather of these Hall of Famers over the years.
Now,
very, very desirable items.
Rob, I definitely wouldn't want to add non-Hall of Famers to that bat. If you are going to do it, make sure they're all Hall of Famers besides the Rose.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks for the call. You're listening to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins & Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com. Welcome back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins & Scott Auctions. If you have a question about an item you think might be valuable, sports collectible, political, whatever, pop culture, give us a call at 312-332-3776, and we'll try to give you an estimate of what we think it might be worth, and you'll be entered into a drawing, which my wingman in the studio, Vince Clementi from ercdelivery.com, will be drawing the winner. And the winner then has to email Vince at ercdelivery.com with the details of where to deliver, and then you'll deliver it to them, right, Vince?
Yes, I will. We'll get it out there as soon as they want it at their convenience.
Now, they used to have to come into T-Crown when they won something. This is like, this is service.
We're
like
evolving
it
a little bit here.
Now, Vince, what type, like, you guys can deliver piano size items or whatever sometimes too, right? You can deliver pretty much any size item as long as it's in the Chicago area.
Yeah, anything from an envelope to skids of material up to 20,000 pounds at a crack on an on-demand scenario. So somebody needs it done right away, we can do it.
So when it's 20,000 pounds, you hire the Hulk to get that
over for
you?
That's right, that's right. And a tractor trailer.
Okay. The number here is 312-332-3776. We have Bill Huggins from Huggins & Scott on Auctions on the line, and we've got a lot of callers with about 20 minutes left. So let's start getting to the callers and see what everybody has here. The prize package today is a box of 2013 Topps Prime football, a box of 2013 Panini Prism football, a box of 2011 Upper Deck College Legends football, and a mini box of Press Pass Legends Racing. So, next, waiting the longest, Randy from Wooddale. Thanks for holding there, Randy, and thanks for calling.
Ah, thank you guys for taking the call. How are you doing this morning?
We're doing great. Morning. What's
good
up?
Morning.
Good, good. I have got a starting lineup. It's called Cooperstown Collectibles, fully posable, limited edition, dolls that are in the box. The boxes are in mint condition, never been opened. There are 18-inch posable dolls of Cy Young, Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, and Lou Gehrig. And that is the whole set. The four is the whole set. And, I mean, they're in mint condition.
What year were those produced? I'm not a big starting lineup guy. Do you know the year they were made?
That I couldn't tell you, but I do have a number, a limited edition number. It's 27787/27784.
Okay, that wouldn't help us. I haven't handled those. I would think that's a real good item. Anything like that, you want to have them still in the box, so that's great. Did you see anything, Vince?
Yeah, starting lineup 1999, Cooperstown complete set of seven is going for around $35. Does that seem about the set you're talking about?
Well, this is a complete set of four because these dolls are every 16 inches. You know, they're big, and the glove is in there, the bat's in there, the ball's in there. They're in their uniforms. They got tie-up strings.
Well, if we find anything different from that, Randy, we'll let you know. But that's the best estimate we'd have to win. We'll see what we can find out. Thanks for calling. Next on the line is Bob from Morton Grove. What do you have there, Bob?
I've got four different boxes. I've got a 92 Flair Ultra baseball card. It's a box, you know, wrapped in plastic, unopened.
That's not too exciting.
Hopefully
you have something better than that. Let's hear your heavy artillery. What's your best item, Bob?
I have no idea. Got a box of classic rookie 95 basketball cards. I got a box of 95, 96 basketball cards from Topps and a 91, 92 basketball cards from Upper Deck.
Yeah, if you had something in there from if you had one of the later in the 90s Ultra where they had the short printed Michael Jordan insert, some of those things have really taken off in value, especially the ones that are serial numbered to 150 or less. In high grades, like a Beckett graded Jordan insert from the late 90s that's numbered to 150 or less can go for $3,000 or more. One of my customers had one of those. He thought, these things worth anything? I go, I think that's very valuable, and maybe $2,000-$3,000. He got a graded gem mint, and turned out it was worth about $3,500, so very good. All right, next on the line we have Dave from Plainfield. Looks like you have a Cubs-signed baseball. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Yeah, hey, I got a ball signed by Ryan Sandberg, Billy Williams, Fergie Jenkins, Ernie Banks, and Ron Santo.
Well, that's cool. Nice white ball with clear signatures?
Yeah, and although Ernie Banks signed it with a purple marker. I don't know if that makes...
With a marker, huh? Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of hurts a little. Bill Huggins, when you have a more valuable item and one guy signed in kind of a runny ink on an item, how much does that hurt the value of it?
Well, Tom, and David, it does hurt the item a lot of times because what you're talking about are display items that people like to buy and put on display in their man caves or their living room or whatever, their den, their office. And when it hurts the displayability, it actually does hurt the folding dollar value of it. So without seeing it, I can't really, it's hard to put an exact number as to what the value would be or would have been. But the item that Dave has is still, you know, a great item, probably an item that I would hold on to if I was him until, another 10 or 15, 20 years. Some of these guys would not be signing maybe by then, and the value on that would certainly continue to increase.
I would think if I had that right now, without looking at it, I would probably still have it for around 150 if I was selling it at T-Crown and it's authenticated, so that's a pretty good item. You know, speaking of basketball cards, I don't know how many of you people listening out there are Bulls fans and watched the Bulls last night, but the rookie point guard for the 76ers, Michael Carter Williams, was really impressive. He's listed at 6'6", long arms, has real good shot, a nice smooth shot, smooth player, good court vision. Like if he's driving up the lane and he passes to somebody standing in the corner waiting for a three, he doesn't throw it at their feet. He usually gets them in a position where it's around. He hits them in the waist and they can get the smooth jump shot going from there. Just a really good ball player, and he's really impressive just the way he handled himself even towards the end of the close game. Now, Michael Carter-Williams has autographs, I know, in this year's Hoops basketball, and he'll be in all the Panini basketball products that come out this year. So I would suggest trying to get his stuff. Another thing about him, he's very under control with the ball. He moves fast, faster than you think, probably. And I think that's one of Derrick Rose's problems right now. He hasn't gotten his rhythm back where he seems like he's trying to go too fast with everything and he's out of control and turning it over a lot. So I think once he gets in the rhythm of things, that'll probably settle down a bit. But remember that name, Michael Carter-Williams, so far starting this season. He's the best rookie to come out this year in the NBA. Jim from Downers Grove has been waiting. Thanks for waiting. Jim, what do you have?
I got a Shaq pack. It's a Pepsi bottle. It's got the Miami or the Orlando Magic schedule on the outer box. The Pepsi bottles are full.
Yeah, I don't think that those are worth too much, actually. Not a real big item. Tim from Braceville is on the line next. Thanks for waiting, Tim. What do you have?
I've got, in about 96, I believe, McDonald's put out a set of basketball cards. And one of the top cards was a Jordan hologram. And I got one of those.
Mm-hmm. I think that card, ungraded and pretty nice shape, sells for $10 or $15. So that's a pretty cool item. Next on the line, we have Mike from the Ville, from Naperville. Good to have a caller from the Ville. Let's see, what line is that? That's line 7. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Good. I have a Peyton Manning autographed football. I was just wondering what you thought it might be worth.
Oh, boy. He hasn't hurt his value this year, that's for sure. What a season he's putting. For all you fantasy football players, Fantasy Football Today follows our show. This start by Peyton Manning has to be the best start of fantasy football-wise for any quarterback ever. I can't think of anybody who'd be racking up more points than he has, but I would think if it's an official football signed, nice bold signature from Peyton Manning, that would probably be around $300 right now, maybe a little more than that. Bill Huggins, do you ever take that type of an item, like a Peyton Manning signed football in the Huggins and Scott auctions, or are you more interested in more of the retired and vintage guys?
Well, I mean, Peyton Manning certainly is a very sellable item in our auction, yes, and we sold lots of footballs and helmets and jerseys of Peyton Manning. So, yes, we do sell those.
Very good. Okay, Mike, thanks for the call. Next on the line is John from Lake in the Hills. What's going on, John? Thanks for calling Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Good morning, Tom.
Hi.
I have a framed piece with Gail Sayers, Dick Butkus, and Mike Singletary. I'm all autographed. Sayers and Butkus have the HOF Certificate of Authenticity. And I was framed from a gallery with matted and the conservation glass.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that really adds to an item for displaying it. Really, I mean, that costs at least, what, it probably cost you a couple $100 to frame
it, right? Yeah, it was $150 for the frame job.
Yeah. I would think if I had that at T-Crown, I'd probably be asking somewhere in the $250 to $300 range. Yeah, who authenticated it, the autographs, do you know?
Oh, these were from Field of Dreams.
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Bill Huggins, you ever handle any Field of Dreams stuff?
We have had some items from them, yes, and I've had very few, if any, issues on those items.
Have you ever had a Mickey Mantle Upper Deck authenticated signed bat or jersey?
Oh, yeah, those are home runs.
Yeah, those go big time, don't they? Have you had any recently? Can you think of what, like a Mantle bat Upper Deck sells for now? They're over a couple grand, aren't they?
Oh, they are. They're $2,000 to $3,000. Yeah. A lot depends on the... How the signature has stayed over the years. Sometimes people will put them up on display in a room, and if they get it in the wrong lighting, the signature can fade a little bit. But if they're bold and clear, you're right. They're several thousand dollars. So jerseys even more.
Bill Huggins from Huggins and Scott Auctions. It's HugginsandScott.com. Check out their website. They have a auction starting in December that ends December 12th, starting December 2nd. A lot of neat items already previewed on their website. One of the items that they have on there is a Bell brand Sandy Koufax card in the original cello wrapper. I've never seen one of those. What do you think that might go for, Bill?
Well, there was one that was sold, I believe it was in 2009, sold for $33,000.
Oh, jeez. Wow. I guess that's why I don't see them very often. I don't have any of those. They're not in the back room at T-Crown right now.
That's the only one that has ever surfaced. I can't imagine that this will hit that number, although you just can't predict that. But
yeah, I guess you never know, huh?
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Okay, next on the line we have Bob from Dayton, Ohio. Hey, Bob, are you listening on the radio or on the internet? Are you hearing us on the radio in Dayton?
Oh, Tom, I'm streaming you on the internet this morning.
Very cool.
Tom and Mr. Huggins, enjoying the show. Thank you very much. I had a question for you. I've got a 62 Life magazine with the Mantle Ameris cards still attached. Magazine's in really nice shape overall.
Oh, that's
cool. The cards are in pristine condition. So I wondered if you could give me a ballpark on that. And then, Mr. Huggins, a question for you about, you know, maybe a set or a particular set of baseball cards that you think might be undervalued right now out in the marketplace as opposed to some of the stuff we see on a day-to-day basis.
Are you talking about newer sets or older sets?
Really the older stuff, you know, the bazookas and the Fleers and those types of things.
Well, you just touched on the fact that a lot of these odd issue types that have a tendency to just all of a sudden group of people get interested in them and they go from several hundred dollars to several thousand dollars in very short time. We had that happen with the SK cards from the 50s in the Baltimore area. They were $300 or $400 or $500 and all of a sudden we had a half a dozen bidders that made these things $300 or $400 or $500 thousand. So it's hard to say what item is going to do that with, but like you said, the odd issued stuff, the bazooka type stuff, the regionally issued, like Tom was mentioning, the Bell brands, and there's Wilson Wieners, I think, come out of the Chicago area and stuff. Those have been very, very popular.
You know, Josh Wolkin, I was talking to him. He's another Huggins and Scott employee, and he was talking about the 1952 Topps Master set you guys had, Bill, where normally it's a 407-card set, and this one had 575 cards, I think, in it with all the different variations. And he was saying that there's a 52 Topps Mantle variation that nobody even really knew about. You guys happened to kind of discover it from that set, right?
Well, yes. I mean, it was very few people had known about it only because of how hard it is to find this little variation. It has to do with the stitching on the back of the card where where the number is, the little arrows point one way and the other ones point the other way. And, gosh, I would love to know what the guy was doing when he discovered this.
Yeah, right. That set ended up going for over $150,000, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, very good. Thanks for the call, Bob from Dayton. Okay, next on the line we have Jim from Evergreen Park. Thanks for being so patient, Jim and Holden. What's going on? What do you have?
Hey, Tom. How are you? Good morning.
Doing great.
Good, good. I have a signed baseball. It's an official ball, National League Rawlings baseball, signed at the time from Jack Brickhouse.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a cool ball.
Hey,
exactly.
Back she goes.
So one of my favorites. But it also, you know what it has? It has a message to my son, because my son was born that year, right before he died. It says, "Hi, Jimmy," on it. So I was wondering if there's any value at all with this baseball.
I would think, you know, when it is made out to somebody, it's worth a little less, but I would still think that would probably be worth at least $50. That's a great ball. Probably, like, because I was thinking 100. So probably with that inscription on it, I would think at least $50. It's still, talk about, you'd never want to sell that thing anyway.
No, yeah. Not at all.
And therefore, it's priceless.
It is, yeah. Thanks for the call, Jim.
Thank you.
Okay. Next on the line, we have Larry from Oswego. I think you're going to have to be our last caller of the day, Larry. How's it going? What do you have?
Good morning, guys. I have a Michael Jordan poster from Nike back from those first Air Jordan commercials with Mars Blackman, played by Spike Lee.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it says, is it the shoes? It's got a picture of Mars and Michael on it, and it's autographed, and I do have it certified.
Oh, autographed by Michael.
Yes.
Now, Bill Huggins, would you recommend if he could get Spike Lee to sign that, to have Spike Lee sign it too, or just leave Michael on it?
Oh, I don't think Spike Lee would hurt that item at all. Yeah. I wouldn't enhance it. Yeah.
Yeah, I would think that would be neat. Now, my first thought on that, if it's in good shape, is that PSA DNA or JSA authenticated?
It was actually authenticated by, it came from Michael's foundation. They donated it to an event I was at.
Okay.
This was many years ago.
Okay. I'm thinking 300 to 400. Have you ever had a Jordan signed poster in a Huggins and Scott auction, Bill?
Well, nothing comes to mind quickly, but I would think you're 300 to 500, maybe a little more, is certainly the range for something like that.
Yeah.
There again, not seeing it is sometimes a little difficult, but it's certainly authenticated Michael Jordan items are very, very popular.
Thanks for the call, Larry, and sorry everybody who's holding it. We won't be able to get anybody else on, but thanks for the calls. I'm Tom Morgan. We're on every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time now. That's Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com. It's time for Vince Clementi from ERCDelivery.com to do the drawing and tell us the winner of the four boxes from that I'm giving away. The boxes are a 2013 Topps Prime football box, a 2013 Panini Prism box, a 2011 Upper Deck College Legends football box, and a 2013 Press Pass Legends racing mini box. Vince, you want to pick the winner?
Yeah, I'm going to pick it right now. The winner is Jim from Downers Grove.
Jim from Downers Grove. Way to go, Jim. Now, here's the deal, Jim. If you email vince@ercdelivery.com, email him with the details of where you want to send that item, he will deliver it to you straight to your door, ercdelivery.com. That's pretty cool, Vince, that you're doing
Thank you.
That's nice. Bill Huggins from Huggins & Scott Auctions, thanks for joining us this week. Bill will be on with us every week, 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time on Sunday mornings. And if you happen to be in Boston and listening on the internet, see Bill Huggins at the Boston show. Bill Huggins will be in the Chicago area in Rosemont 2 weeks from this weekend. Right, Bill? He will be. Yes, he will. So
Rosemont Convention Center.
Yes, in Rosemont. So look up Bill Huggins at that time. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great week.